Progressives Go Apocalyptic in Transgender Debate. By Neil Monroe on April 17, 2023. Missouri's progressives are using apocalyptic claims to denounce the new state regulations that protect children from transgender treatments. The escalating rhetoric is prompting Republican politicians to urge calm before transgender advocates initiate or provoke violent actions. "We're winning on the issue," said Will Scharf, a GOP candidate for the primary race to pick Missouri's next attorney general. "The left is getting increasingly violent because they're losing on the issue. Democrats are getting crazier and crazier and crazier," he told Breitbart News. "We are fighting for our lives, quite literally for LGBTQ folks," tweeted Jess Piper, the director of Blue Missouri, a pro-democratic fundraising group. "BTW, it's fascism," she added. "Actively participating in a genocide of trans people is hardly a disagreement over politics. Our blood is on your hands," tweeted Megs, who describes herself as a 45-year-old tired queer trans non-binary person, and also as bipolar. OCD. Riddled with anxiety. Literally a goddamn mess of a human being. "This is fascism, and fascist policies and fascist politicians demand anti-fascist responses," said a tweet from Daniel Bogard, a rabbi in St. Louis who says he has a transgender child. Bogard continued. "It is time for new tactics. These people should not be welcome in civil society. They shouldn't be able to go to restaurants in St. Louis or Kansas City and be left alone. They should be shouted and driven out. They shouldn't be able to go to a Cardinals game without being harassed. These people should be made unwelcome everywhere they go. I say this as a clergy member and as a parent of a trans kid to our attorney general. Fuck you." The Democratic outrage emerged after the state's Attorney General Andrew Bailey set new safety rules for transgender treatments to minimize the risk of more harm to children and teenagers by overenthusiastic advocates and therapists. Bailey set the rules after a whistleblower exposed what she claims were unethical and dangerous policies at a hospital that sells transgender-related medical services. Transgender medical services include surgery to graft fake penises to young women. The state legislature is also preparing a bill to protect teenagers from transgender advocacy. Bailey built his new safeguards on the facts that numerous experts are warning of the dangers, and that multiple European countries are curbing the business of selling treatments to distraught kids that sterilize them, threaten their health, and largely eliminate their hopes for a satisfied romantic life and family. There are zero FDA, Food and Drug Administration, approvals of puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones to treat gender dysphoria in children, he tweeted on April 17. "In Missouri, we're following the stats," he tweeted. "Will we learn from Europe's decision to sharply curtail these procedures?" In response, Bogard painted Bailey as a Nazi, saying in a now-deleted tweet that Missouri and our bigot of an attorney general are absolutely following Europe's lead, Europe of the 1920s and early 1930s. Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party took control of Germany in 1933. On April 14, after Breitbart News asked Bogard for a comment about the alarmist rhetoric, he retweeted his video with a throat-clearing denial of violence while repeating his claim of GOP political violence. "To be crystal clear, I am absolutely opposed to political violence. And what is being perpetrated against trans bodies in Missouri by GOP politicians is absolutely political violence." AG Bailey is also getting his message out. "It's been among my top priorities as Attorney General to protect children from harmful abuse," Attorney General Andrew Bailey told Breitbart News on April 15. "I will continue fighting back against the woke agenda pushed by the morally bankrupt and unethical left. Transgenderism promotes mental illness, it encourages mental illness," Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, told Breitbart News. "There are the progressive ideologues, and what they actually seek to do is to build a world in which there is no such thing as male or female, gender. It's meant to make it impossible to be a parent to raise your kids according to reality. And the only reality you can raise your kids in is their chaos, where you don't actually control anything. Progressivism promises to achieve true human flourishing by progressing beyond all barriers, social, legal, moral, and physical barriers. When we, normal people, say, 'Well, this is sterilizing children,' they'll never be able to have children or families in the future. A left-winger is looking at that saying, good. Then they aren't shackled by the bonds of children and family and marriage. You're welcome. They view all of this as a constraint on an individual's ability to do whatever you seek to do whatever you want. But that policy will create a huge class of individuals who are dependent on democratic-run governments for medical care, he added. Once these kids mutilate their bodies, they're transgender, they're no longer sexed. They can't produce, they're stuck in this, and so they're a permanent patient and a permanent constituent that will always vote Democratic. They can't afford all of the medication that it takes. Democrats are enslaving people, he said, adding. If was a constitutional lawyer, I can make a very good argument that this is an institution as peculiar as slavery, and probably even more harmful to humanity. Because at least you can be liberated as a slave, but you will never get your genitals back. You will never get your bodily organs back once they're cut off, and you will never be able to completely undo that damage. It's irreversible harm that they're doing. The Washington Post published an April 14 article on Bailey's regulation that quoted two people who claim to be transgender. Ellie Bridgman, who uses she/they pronouns, is autistic and has depression. Before Bridgman started hormone replacement therapy last summer, she said life felt meaningless and suicidal thoughts crowded her head. Stacy Key, an autistic trans woman in Kansas City, has been stockpiling vials of injectable estrogen in anticipation of restrictions. Key said her persistent depression will cut off her access to hormones under the regulation. A 2020 study from natural sciences journal Nature Communications estimated that transgender and gender diverse people, or those whose gender expressions do not conform to gender norms, are 3 to 6 times more likely to be autistic compared to cisgender people. They were also more likely to have other developmental and psychiatric conditions, including depression. Nonetheless, the Democrats' pro-transgender groups continue to amp up their apocalyptic visions. On April 16, Bogard used Twitter to threaten war in the 2024 election. If you haven't realized it yet, Missouri's fight to hashtag protect trans kids from the GOP bigots who control our government is about to be nationalized into the central issue of the 2024 presidential campaign. Steel yourself, friends, the war is coming. The progressive playbook is intended to frighten non-political voters from supporting rules that protect kids, Scharf told Breitbart News. They're counting on the non-ideological middle choosing to side with them in the hope of peace in the streets. Through threats of violence, they're holding American society at risk. In Bogard's ideal world, things just go back to how they were a few years ago when everybody was scared to talk about these issues. Conservatives must reject the intimidation, Scharf said, adding, I don't think the conservative pushback against that has been strong enough or vigorous enough. The same aggressive strategy is being pushed nationwide by President Joe Biden, Scharf said. This administration is terrified of losing, and they see their pathway to victory as through bad behavior. If they make our cities unlivable, if they make traditional political discourse impossible, they hope to control the discourse, and they can control political outcomes in that way they want. In recent weeks, Biden's press secretary has used combative language to praise pro-transgender groups, even after a transgender-identified woman killed 6 people in a Nashville, Tennessee, school. LGBTQ+ kids are resilient. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere. And we have their back. This administration has their back. Press aides for Governor Ron DeSantis are also pushing back against Biden's effort to mobilize transgenderism in the 2024 election. Pro-transgender progressives and left-wingers are making the same apocalyptic threats in Europe.